Just sit back and get comfortable. Oh, isn't it fun to be comfortable? Oh, yeah. After a long day, you just want to sit down and relax. We all love to be comfortable, and, well, that's not a bad thing, is it? Or can sometimes it be maybe a bad thing? Well, let's unpack it right now on the corner of truth and life. Hello and welcome to the Corner of Truth and Life. This is Ira Hall, and today we're talking about being comfortable. The weather is changing depending on when you're listening to this. If you're listening to this, it's coming into March on the time of this recording. And, you know, winter's not quite done yet, but we get a lot more sunshine now, and we got more warmer days than cold days, though. Then, you know, you never know when you're going to get another Arctic blast. But generally, it's nice when you can get a little more comfortable. Now, back in January, I went down, as I do most years, to the Dominican Republic for a missions trip. We're building a hospital down there. And their idea of comfortable is very different than ours. When I send them down pictures of our snow, they just like, oh my goodness, I couldn't do that. That's awful. They can't understand it, because a lot of times while we're there in January, and it's their winter too. And it's interesting to see at night when it cools down into the 70s, so it might be, you know, 75, and I'm still wearing a t-shirt and shorts and flip-flops, and they're wearing winter coats like parkas and knit hats because they're cold. Because their idea of what is a comfortable temperature is very different than my idea of a comfortable temperature. And we all like to be comfortable. Now, you know, in my house, we now have a wide range of people, my wife, my daughter, my three sons of various ages, and obviously two different genders. And our idea of comfort, temperature-wise, can be very different. Sometimes I'm hot and they're cold. Sometimes they're hot and I'm cold. You know, it just varies. And then that doesn't even get with my mom. And, you know, she's cold, and I go down to her apartment, and oh my goodness, it's so hot down here. And she's like, yeah, it's a little chilly. So our ideas of comfort can vary a lot, and when we're not comfortable, that really bothers us. And comfort is something we want. And when it comes to church, that is oftentimes very true. But again, our definition of what makes us comfortable in church can vary pretty widely. Some of us are offended if church is too comfortable for people, and other people aren't going to go if they feel uncomfortable. So let's try to figure this out and unpack this a little today. The first thing to really understand about what happens when we start focusing on our comfort, as most of us at some points do, is that when we are focused on our comfort, we are very rarely then focused on anyone else's comfort, because the whole point of focusing on your comfort is to focus on you and your comfort. How that plays out for me is, man, I get down on the couch at the end of the day, kick up the recliner on the couch, recline back, relax, oh, it's good. And then I go, oh, I need the remote. I forgot to grab the remote. Now the remote, oh my goodness, it's a good 6 feet away. But to get the remote, I'm going to have to unrecline the chair and then reach down with the lever and fold down the footrest and stand up and walk 3, 4 feet, 5 feet across the room and pick up the remote and return. Ooh, my goodness, I just got sat down. So I have children. And why have children if not to fetch things? Can you get Daddy the remote, please? Now, they may be sitting down too, but who cares if they're comfortable? I mean, they're my kids. Come on, get up. Get Daddy the remote. I mean, I'm nice about it, maybe. And maybe my wife's busy doing something, and so she's trying to get something done, but I might say, honey, could you could you bring me, because I mean the kitchen, man, that's a long ways away. You don't expect me to walk all the way out there, and she's already out there. And whatever she's doing, I mean, it's not like she can't take care of her hubby a little, right? And so my comfort beats theirs. Because I'm not thinking, well, maybe my wife's already busy, I shouldn't do that. Or my kids are pretty comfortable on that couch. No, they're my kids. Hey, their comfort, gee, they can be comfortable. When they're parents, then they can, you know. And I've watched the same thing play out in towns and in church, where my comfort is what matters. My well-being is what matters greater than yours. One of the things over the years, and I'm thankful that this is not a big issue at Means Corner, but I've seen it play out in churches, is music. Because music may make us comfortable or uncomfortable depending on the kind of music it is. And so we want the music that's going to make us comfortable. So, you know, if you like the new stuff, you don't want the old stuff. Oh, it's hard to sing. I don't like it. And if you like the old stuff, you probably definitely don't like the new stuff. Yeah, it's too loud, and the drums, I don't understand the words. And so either way, I'm not comfortable. And so it doesn't really matter if this music is important to someone else. What matters is I'm not comfortable with it. And that can play out in a lot of areas where we are most concerned with our comfort. And then think about how that plays out in how we approach our politics, whether it be town politics or state politics or national politics and the world. What is our greatest concern? We have to take care of our own first. My comfort, and then my people's comfort, and then those are a little bit further around me comfort, and the further away you are from me, the less I care about your comfort. The less I'm worried about you, because I'm worried about me. And I don't want things that upset my apple cart, that affect my ability to be financially comfortable, to be politically comfortable, to be physically comfortable, and you make me uncomfortable. I recently saw, and it's happened numerous times, that people have gotten caught on video being very much less than kind over people speaking Spanish. I saw one a while back where a lady in a restaurant, it was a Mexican restaurant, fast food, and the manager is an American citizen, but he is originally from Mexico, so his first language is Spanish. Now, he also speaks good English, but his first language, the language he's most familiar with, is Spanish. And he was speaking to two of his employees, or maybe one of them was even another official in the restaurant, but they were sitting at their own table discussing things, and they were discussing them in Spanish because that's their primary language. And this woman went off on the guy to the point of saying, "Get out of my country." Now, why was she bothered? Because he was trying to speak to her in Spanish? No. She just didn't like that he was talking Spanish because it made her uncomfortable. She wants English. And you might say, well, she's entitled because we're an English-speaking country. And that we are, even though actually the United States doesn't have an official language. But yeah, we are an English-speaking country, at least by habit and tradition. But we have many different people with many different languages, from the French, and you go up north, and northern Maine, man, they speak English, but it's a different English. And you go down there on the coast, and they got their different kind of English, too. They are well, the good Mainer. In fact, I've known some Mainers here. Man, I know out-of-staters who don't understand it, even though it is English. They have trouble understanding what these people are saying. And then don't even get me started with down south. It makes us uncomfortable. I don't understand. And when I don't understand, I feel foolish or I feel threatened, and now I'm uncomfortable. And so you need to stop that, because you should not be comfortable at my expense. But I can be comfortable at yours. And in the Bible, this is actually dealt with, which is really going to make us uncomfortable. Because God said, love your neighbor as yourself. Treat others the way you would want to be treated. Do not merely look out for your own interests, but for the interests of others. In other words, as I consider my comfort, I'm not supposed to primarily consider my comfort first. And that makes me uncomfortable. And I don't want to think about other people when it starts to cost me what makes me comfortable. I mean, I'm willing to give to the poor, but not to the point that it makes me poor or uncomfortable. I'm willing to think about refugees as long as it doesn't threaten my safety and my security. If I need to be, I'm not going to be insecure just so they can be secure. Absolutely not. I mean, let's get real. And yeah, I know other countries are in trouble, but what really matters is our country. And see, it gets complicated quick, doesn't it? Because my tendency not to want to get off the couch is not simply just a little bit of laziness. It's a massive problem of self-centeredness, of my own comfort. And obviously, if I don't want to walk 6 feet across my living room to pick up my remote, if that's a step too far in disrupting my comfort, then how do you expect me to do big things? Like changing my economics, dealing with my politics, my sense of safety and security. I'm not going to do it if I can't die to self in little ways because I want to be comfortable. And because I can get away with it, I mean, my kids, I can get away with it. My kids don't say, Dad, you're so selfish. They just give me the remote because they're used to it. And people in other countries, they don't even know me. So if I'm selfish, like, they're going to know. And so we can get away with it. Because we can get away with it, we don't feel guilty. We don't feel bad. We feel justified. But should we? Should we allow ourselves to be indifferent? And if we claim to love God, how does that change the equation? Because do we look at how God has chosen to interact with us, who could have stayed in heaven and stayed comfortable? He didn't have to come down and live as a human, be born as a baby, grow up, be homeless, be poor, and then be arrested, tortured, and killed. That was all very uncomfortable. And he didn't have to do it. And yet he gave up his comfort so that we would be able to be in heaven with him forever. And if I claim to love him, am I willing to follow that example? Oh, now it's getting tough. So this week, tonight, whenever, as you get comfortable, as you think about how comfortable you want to be, think about at what and whose expense does your comfort come? Thank you for listening to the Corner of Truth and Life. This has been a broadcast of the Beans Corner Baptist Church, located at the corner of 133 and 156 in North J. We would welcome you to join us each Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. for a service of music and challenge. If you would like to get more information on the church, listen to this show, past shows, or other messages, please visit us on the web at beanscorner.org or find us on Facebook. Thank you for listening, and we remind you to seek truth. This is Pastor Ira Hall. Have a great day.